You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal on Infowars.com. My name is Harrison Smith. It is the 25th of January, 2021. We are broadcasting live from the Infowars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Quite a show for you today. Lots of videos, some funny, some terrifying, all from over this weekend. Antifa rioters continue to rage in the northwest of this country. And of course, we are less than 1 week into the Joe Biden administration, and we're starting to already see the effects of this, I don't know what you'd call it, neoliberal globalist world order is already coming to fruition, and you can practically see the giddy excitement of the mainstream press. All of that and more on today's program. But first, here's Alex Jones reporting from a secret moon base with Elon Musk.
Hope we go back to the moon soon.
That's the goal.
Yeah. I hope. We should have a base on the moon, like a permanently occupied human base on the moon, and send people to Mars, you know, and build a city on Mars. That's what we should do.
I'm here at Elon Musk's secret moon base on the dark side of the moon, Moonbase Goblin. City. Major investments have been made, and soon tourists will be able to come here from Earth and enjoy themselves on the dark side of the moon. It's simply amazing. Now, 100 years ago, that would sound insane, but it doesn't sound insane today. But 150 years ago, to even say that you would have airplanes that could fly in the sky, that would sound insane. So it shows how the potential of humans to imagine and dream really does show, like Genesis says in the Bible, that we're made in the little image of God, and really able to manifest and build incredible things. But we have to have a society and a culture and a civilization that's complex enough to be able to bring those materials together to make our dreams come true. But just look at this mountainscape here in Utah where we are, myself with Rob Dew and his family and my family, and just how amazingly gorgeous this is. We're about to take a little sleigh ride through the hills at night. And all this infrastructure was built in the last 50 years for fun. For fun. This is Park City, Utah. It's all built on fun and family. But Klaus Schwab says if it's non-essential, fun is non-essential, you shouldn't have it. Bill Gates says, oh, fun should be non-essential. All your money must go to us. You must live in 250-square-foot coffin apartments. We're talking total control. So fun is what builds civilization, fun and dreams and ideas. Anybody saying you shouldn't have fun, Bill Gates says, oh, we'll never go back to football games or baseball games. We'll never go back to outdoors. We just can't do that. That's because he wants to steal your dreams. He wants to control everything. He wants to control the weather. He wants to control the geoengineering. He wants to control the vaccines. He wants to control your body. He has a lust, like psychopaths have, to rape and kill people. But he does it in a high-tech way where he gets away with it. So, again, I'm Alex Jones, breaking this all down for you. This beautiful night and the snow coming down. And just how really science fiction-esque it is. I mean, look at that big device right over there. Whatever that is. I mean, this just all looks like we're on another planet. But really, this is just Earth. And we're going out and opening it up and making it better, not worse. It's the globalist genetic engineering. It's the globalist manipulating all these things that are actually hurting the biosphere and the original system of the Earth. They want to have a monopoly over life where basic plants and animals can't even reproduce without corporate authorization, like the Terminator seed system. And that's what they want humans to be like, is a captured corporate creation they control. They don't want us to hope. They don't want us to dream. And they certainly don't want our dreams to grow freely without their control. They want to steal our dreams and harness them. That's what these statements are about, because they're sociopaths and psychopaths, and they don't have original dreams. They don't have that God spark. We're fighting hard. Humanity is winning. I want to salute all the listeners and viewers, despite what's happened to Trump. This was coming. The enemy was going to strike back. We are in the fight, and great things are happening. So trust in God, move forward, and never stop. And remember, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well. To protect themselves and to be healthy, you need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 25th of January, year 2021. You're watching American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. This is our new call-in show. We'll be opening up the phone lines momentarily. First, I want to do a little daily dispatch for you, get you the biggest headlines in the news today, and then I may indulge myself, if you will permit me, to talk about some stuff that happened to me over the weekend in the next segment. But we will be going to your phone calls. We'll continue to go to your phone calls, even as we welcome our guest Tom Pappard in the third hour of this program. We're doing something else new on this program. We're still experimenting. The program is still new, and our idea, Tom Pappard will be our first guest, our inaugural guests here on the program, and we're excited for this because normally on InfoWars, it's similar to most news outlets where you get an expert on, he comes on for a segment or two to say what his opinion on the latest big news, and then you move on. We're doing something a little different here since it is the call-in show. We're asking guests to stay on for a full hour and actually take calls from the InfoWars audience. So Tom Pappard is a wealth of knowledge in the political and geopolitical sphere. He, of course, is the editor at large of National File, which has been an incredible weapons array aimed at the globalist enemy in this information war. And so we're excited to have him on for the third hour, and he'll be taking your calls and answering your questions or taking your comments at that time. So stay tuned, give us a call, and we'll talk to Tom Pappard in the third hour. But now let's go to the Daily Dispatch for the 25th of January, 2021. NPR.org. House poised to transmit articles of impeachment against Trump to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday said the upcoming impeachment trial against the former president Donald Trump will be fair, but move at a relatively fast pace. One of those statements is a lie. Senator Hawley files an ethics counter-complaint against seven Democratic senators. Of course, they've been calling for him to be removed, and we'll play some clips later in the show to elucidate exactly what's going on here. But he says, Hawley wrote to the Democrats, quote, "I have considered whether I should call for you to resign or be expelled from the Senate." Senator Hawley on Monday filed a counter-complaint with the Senate's Ethics Committee against the seven Senate Democrats who'd previously filed a complaint against him and Senator Ted Cruz over the two Republicans' objections to the results of the 2020 presidential election. Of course, what they were doing was giving voice to a concern of millions of their constituents. The question is, which is more impeachable, giving voice to a concern held by millions of your constituents, or threatening to expel a fellow senator for attempting to represent their constituents? I think attempting to politically destroy your opponents based on a lie is the more impeachable thing, but we'll get more into that as the show continues. Governor Newsom of California is expected to cancel California's regional coronavirus stay-at-home orders. This, of course, comes after last week Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, both echoing this same sentiment. It's time to roll back the lockdowns. COVID, maybe not such a big deal now that Joe Biden is in office, if you can't see through this patent manipulation of the pandemic for political gains, then I don't know what to tell you. Speaking of the coronavirus pandemic, a UK doctor has warned the world may need annual COVID-19 vaccine due to variants. So yes, the COVID vaccine might not prevent you from getting the disease or spreading the disease. You'll still have to wear a mask. You still can't hug your children, but you will have to be getting one every single year. Mexico's president has tested positive for COVID-19, and I'm trying very hard to ignore the fact that so many prominent people suddenly catch COVID soon after stating their opposition to the global world order. Of course, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Sunday he tested positive for the COVID-19 and the symptoms are mild. And it was just last week that he said he would be leading the international attempt to rein in the strength of big tech companies. But that's just a coincidence. Merck ends the COVID vaccine program, citing inferior immune responses. Drug maker Merck says it will end development of its two COVID-19 vaccines and will focus pandemic research on treatment. Merck will record a pre-tax discontinuation charge of the fourth quarter for vaccine candidate V951, which it acquired after the purchase of Australian vaccine maker Themis Bioscience, developed with nonprofit research through organization AIVI. Am I crazy, or were they already rolling this out? I mean, the way this is framed, and we'll look into it as the show continues, it sounds like this was just, oh, it's an experimental thing and we're just not going to continue on the experiments. But I'm pretty sure Merck was already being issued. So that seems like a major reversal that should perhaps concern us more than it seems to. Tulsi Gabbard asks Biden, have you declared martial law? This in response to the fact that thousands of troops will be stationed in the Capitol and remain there until March. Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard asked Joe Biden if he has declared martial law, since that is what is necessary to do. Question is, has he declared martial law, or is he simply piggybacking on the state of emergency declared because of COVID-19? Once again, COVID-19, a very useful political tool for those that wish to enact authoritarian measures. Clashes, arson, and mass arrests as riot police struggle to contain anti-lockdown rage in the Netherlands. Some 240 people have been arrested as unrest spread to at least 10 municipalities across the Netherlands, with riot police using water cannons, batons, dogs, and horses to break up unauthorized anti-lockdown gatherings and riots. Police face off with curfew-defying crowds in The Hague, Amsterdam, Eindhoven, and some other cities that I won't try to pronounce the name of. Elsewhere across the nation for the second day in a row on Sunday. And here you're seeing some of the chaos happening in the Netherlands. There's also an incredible video, we may have showed it while I was reading, of a guy just being absolutely blasted in the face with a fire hose as he is walking down the street. That's what you get if you dare stand up to the dictates of the New World Order and the authoritarian measures that they're using COVID-19 to justify. Black Lives Matter, feel free to riot in the streets. No one will even bother you. Oh, but you dare walk down the street in the Netherlands, prepare to be blasted with a fire hose so hard you may die. God, it's a brutal video. Washington Post fact checker admits the team will no longer bother fact checking the president. They will not bother checking Biden claims. The Washington Post spent 4 years fact checking every single thing President Trump said and claimed most of it was lies. However, according to the fact checker in chief of the Post, the paper will not even bother to check what Joe Biden says. He's a trustworthy guy, after all. Just don't leave him alone with your children. Reports, Trump has been talked out of creating a Patriot Party, which I think is a good thing. Of course, he has said that he'll instead dedicate his time. And as senior Trump advisor Jason Miller told reporters, the president has made clear his goal is to win back the House and Senate for Republicans in 2022. So good thing is he's not splitting the support and making it more difficult for conservatives to win in the future. The bad news is, he apparently still hasn't learned his lesson that the Republicans do not need to be supported. They need to be overthrown. And perhaps that's what he means by dedicating his time to getting Republicans elected. Maybe he means new Republicans and not the old school that has stabbed him in the back so many times. The police state is coming for religious extremists, evangelical Christians, pro-life activists, and libertarians. This is a story by Michael Snyder on Infowars.com. If you cherish family and freedom, you might want to keep a low profile for a while. Yeah, this is in response to many prominent politicians and spy agency masterminds, such as John Brennan, lumping libertarians and evangelicals in with domestic terrorists in a blatant attempt to criminalize religious expression or the love of freedom in the country that invented the freedom that we know today. A Baptist church has been targeted by a hate group by SPLC was bombed in Los Angeles County. A Baptist church in Los Angeles County that was smeared as a hate group and placed on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map was bombed with an improved explosive device on Saturday, according to the FBI. At least 20 have been shot Friday into Sunday morning in Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago. And Elijah Schaefer reports the Washington Monument and White House went dark last night. No one seems to be able to explain why. Is this the coming of Q? Has Joe Biden been arrested? Is it all coming to plan? Or is our infrastructure crumbling because we can no longer manage to sustain ourselves as a first world nation? These answers and more in today's episode of American Journal. That's your daily dispatch for the 25th of January. Stay with us, folks. Your calls and my rambling story time in the next segment. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you
to get the facts, to research it and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com. Band.video and InfoWars store is how you support everything that we do here. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Go ahead and give us a call about anything and everything that is happening today or is on your mind or solutions you may have. This is a InfoWars itself, and especially this show being a call-in format, hub of the Human Intelligence Network. Call in, spread your message, and let us know what's on your mind. 877-789-2539. While we wait for the phone lines to fill up, I do have a pretty funny video to show you, and I'll bring that to you in just a second. But this weekend, weekends are a funny time for me. Obviously, I've been doing this show for just a few weeks now. Time flies when you're having fun, but we're still getting things a little bit sorted out, and we at least now have it somewhat structured for myself. In the weekdays, you know, I have a structure. If I see an interesting story that I want to look into, I put it over here, and then we print it out, and it's all very, it's getting to be very systematized. On the weekends, however, it's a free-for-all, and anything I think just gets jotted down without context or purpose or meaning or links or anything. But this weekend I feel was especially fruitful for these kind of random little notes, and I want to share them with you. And I do hesitate slightly in doing so because, all right. So my parents were in town this weekend, and how do I put this? I used to have a friend whose parents were very liberal, and at one time they said to me, they'd met my parents, and they said, your parents are conservative, but they're so nice. And it's like, yeah, conservatives are nice. You weirdo. You're in a cult and conservatives are nice. And that's what you just exposed with that little statement of yours. So my mom is an elementary school teacher, recently retired, and is just the nicest lady in the world. And she was telling me stories this weekend that were cracking me up so much because it's a little glimpse into the mind of the normie world, the world of people that are just doing their jobs, you know, good at what they do, love their families, go to church, and aren't in the mire down here with us in the morass, in the swamp of the information war. But it was so like inspiring because this information is getting through. And now it's like my mom will go out to lunch with all of her friends and they're all on Signal. They're all like, oh, we're getting tracked. We gotta get off the mainstream stuff. So a bunch of, you know, middle-aged, like recent retiree school teachers are like getting on Signal because they don't want to be tracked by the New World Order. And that to me just cracks me up because good. Now people are waking up. They're realizing it. And she had one friend that was saying, she was saying, I don't watch Fox News anymore. They're part of the system. You know, they've betrayed us. But I will watch Tucker Carlson, but I won't, you know, I'll stream it off something else. So I don't want them knowing that I'm watching. I don't want to give Fox the satisfaction. And I'm like, okay, this woman's an info warrior for sure. She's definitely an info warrior. But then my mom says, yeah, you know, she asked about InfoWars and Alex Jones. And the woman was like, man, I've never heard of that. Who's that? And it's like, wow, there are people out there that align with us so well politically and that know sort of what's going on behind the scenes and they recognize what's happening. And yet they don't know that InfoWars is the one like behind the exposure of all of this. That it's like, these are our talking points. These are our sentiments. This is what we've been pushing forever. You would think that anybody who felt that way about Fox News and Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson, like they would be tuned in enough to know who Alex Jones is, but apparently not. So we still have some work to do. We got to spread the word who Alex Jones is and what InfoWars is and how we've helped you know, bring about this. And now the people are becoming aware of what the real situation is. Go, I'm glad you're now awake to this. I'm glad you're now using Signal. I'm glad you're now hiding your political you know, views from the big tech companies because you recognize, you know, what sort of authoritarian world that we're going into. But you also have to realize that this is not new information for a lot of us. A lot of us have known about this for 10 years and can tell you how to protect yourself, can tell you what you need to know to further your understanding now that you've had a glimpse into, you know, you've had a glimpse behind the curtain and you've seen, you know, the little man behind the Wizard of Oz. So it's good news, but we still have a lot of work to do. Another thing that my mom came up with, and she did not want me to talk about this, but I think it's such a good idea that I'm going to. I'm sorry, Mom. She wants it to be kind of secret, and it kind of is. But essentially, she's like, you know, she's like, I wanted to start wearing an armband, like a black armband, a mourning. You know, it's a tradition in Western culture. You wear a black ribbon to represent mourning, like when you go to a funeral or something, or if your spouse dies, you wear a black ribbon. She's going, you know, I think we should wear a black ribbon to be like America is in mourning. So now she's wearing a black hairband around her wrist as a sort of little symbolic gesture of going, I'm in mourning. And she's like, you know, I think it'd be cool if a lot of people did this because it's subtle. You have a black hairband on your wrist. There's nothing weird about that. Or as a guy, just like a black rubber band, nobody would think twice about it. But if you know, if you're in the know and you can recognize the signs, you go, all right, that's another person that realizes where America is at. It's almost like when Christians in the Roman Republic, early Christians would draw, you know, just with a stick on the ground, would draw an arc, and then another Christian would complete the fish drawing. And that's where the drawing of the fish came about, because it was illegal to be a Christian. If you wanted to communicate to another Christian, hey, you and I know the truth. You and I are on the same side. You would have to have these little signals to each other that could seem innocent. I'm just doodling on the ground. What do you mean, Christians? What? I'm not what? You know, so I love that. I think that's great. I think wearing a little black ribbon on your wrist or a little black hair tie or a black rubber band is a great little signal to go, you and I know the truth. You and I are part of the hunted underclass, and we can't talk about it. We can't express ourselves openly. We recognize that this is the world that we're in now. We cannot openly, you know, profess our political ideas. Maybe if we see each other, you know, see each other's black bands and give each other a little wink and go, we don't even need to talk. But we understand you and I are on the same team. So I thought that was a great idea. So I'm sorry, Mom, for blowing your secret. But if we want this to be a thing, you got to let people know. We got to have enough people wearing little black armbands so we understand that there's a lot of us left together. All right. What else I got? COVID text cards. I thought that was a great idea. One of my dad's friends has printed out little text cards that have all the information or, you know, the truth about COVID on it. And so if he ever gets into an argument about masks or whatever, he just hands it out. So I want to make one of those and maybe start selling it as a sticker or something on the store, just because I think that's what we need. We need to condense all of this crazy knowledge that we have into just like bullet points that can be easily shared with people. The other thing I was thinking about was just how different InfoWars is from any other outlet. Think about all of the other conservative outlets out there. And this is because, you know, when my mom was talking to that lady who knew what was going on but didn't know InfoWars, the people she paid attention to were, I don't need to name them because I don't want to start beef, but other conservative outlets that portray themselves as alternative or outside the mainstream when really they're not. And I was just thinking about what you get when you subscribe to those places. You have to pay money continuously or you don't get access to the information, and you don't get anything other than their programming when you send them money. You think about that versus InfoWars, which we give out our information for free. All of it's free. We want maximum exposure. So you don't have to pay for the information. And if you do want to pay us, you don't just pay us and get nothing in return or a mug in return, a one-time mug for a monthly payment. No, no. You get supplements, you get goods, you get services, you get good stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. So go there and support us. Totally unique media outlet.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. The way it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there. Water filtration, air filtration, it's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, we're less than a week into the presidency of Joe Biden, and it's already going terribly. It's just awful. Very bad. But seems like things are even worse in Europe. Some people, believe it or not, flouting the lockdown measures in the UK. We cannot have that. We cannot stand for that. In fact, we have a very important message from a member of the constabulary to chide and correct those attempting to enjoy a day out under these strict lockdown measures. Let's go now to this important message from the constabulary in the United Kingdom.
Hello, I'm Sergeant Constable Detective Officer Peter Pisspot from Twat Valley Police. I'm sure you're all aware that several regions across the country experienced heavy snowfall yesterday. And I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you all that as we continue in our battle against the COVID pandemic, snow is not an excuse for any of you to be outside having fun. The government has advised you in the strongest terms to stay at home. They've made that very clear. Yet my myself and my colleagues received a great many phone calls and messages from valuable informants yesterday, letting us know that huge numbers of you were out on the streets and down the park, frolicking irresponsibly amongst each other in sometimes as much as 5 inches of snow. This is completely unacceptable at this critical time in our battle against COVID. And make no mistake, this is a critical time in our battle against COVID. Just as last month was a critical time in our battle against COVID, and the month before that, and the month before that one as well. The coming weeks will also be a critical time in our battle against COVID, and we rely on you all to follow the rules, however nonsensical and indefensible they might seem. We also rely on you to help us in catching the criminal element amongst us all, who are hell-bent on flouting regulations. In the coming days, if you see anyone sledding, throwing snowballs, making a snowman, or simply clearing their driveway, we would ask that you grass them up immediately. Whether it be neighbours, friends, family, even your children, let's make sure these COVID idiots are prosecuted and fined accordingly. Keep your eyes open, keep twitching your curtains, keep snooping, keep snitching. We would ask you all to be patient. The vaccination programme is going well, but even once you've had your vaccination, we won't be relaxing the rules much, because now that we've got such a strong grip on your individual liberties, it would be foolish for us to give it up too easily, wouldn't it? Don't go anywhere, don't see anyone, don't do anything, and most of all, don't be a whiny little bitch about it.
Thank you, Officer Pisspot from the constabulary. That, of course, is comedian Andrew Lawrence. You can follow him at Andrew Lawrence Comedy. He posts a lot of those videos, and they're very funny and very incisive. And the funniest thing about all of it, you can't even get mad at him. Like, you know, the people in charge can't censor him. He's literally just saying what they're saying. He's just saying it in a funny voice. He's just saying it, you know, to point out how absurd it truly is. But what he's actually saying is literally just what they're telling you. He's just pointing out how ridiculous it is. So very, very well done, skit by Andrew Lawrence. I really appreciate that. Now, last week, we took a caller last Friday, the last show that we did. And we weren't even done with this call. We went to commercial break. We held him over the second time. And even before we'd finish his call, the producer chimes in my ear and says, this is the best call we've ever had. And I had to agree with him. His name was Sean in Ohio, and he was a former QAnon follower who was talking about his experience realizing the QAnon wasn't what it was cracked up to be. And we were very happy to have him call in and share that with us. And of course, we made a video out of it and put it on band.video to share the word. And it has been viewed, my God, over 100,000 times. Really incredible stuff. So Sean in Ohio happened to be our first caller again today, and we're happy to welcome him back onto the show, onto the program. Thanks for calling in, Sean.
Hey, Harrison, how are you doing? And everybody at the InfoWars Network, I was totally honored and really humbled that you guys did take that piece of my call in our segment and had segmented out on the website. I couldn't even tell you how much that meant, not just for me being a longtime follower, but to know that some of what the cumulative knowledge and my perspective is out there for other people, because I am, you know, a former QAnon follower. And when I say that, I have to say it with a grain of salt, you know, as I look at the comment section in our call segment, and there's still so many people that I know are just good people. I want to say this to everyone. The mass majority of QAnon followers that I know are Christian conservatives, okay? Mm-hmm. These are not – the media wants to show the guy with the horns and these different people that were storming the Capitol, and that's their idea. That's what they want to do, is to make QAnon look like this extremist group, which I want to get into. But I want to establish that that's what the danger is, and that's why I had to call back this morning, and that's really who I want to speak to first and foremost, not to the longtime listeners and followers alone, but to the QAnon people that may come across this call and hear this program today, because as the White House press secretary is announcing that they're seeking to identify individuals that were involved in the January 6th protest on the Capitol, when they come to arrest people, they're not just coming for Sean in Ohio. They're coming for the Christian conservatives, the people with the QAnon bumper stickers. I had to go back to the Q boards this weekend, you know, and double check on the stuff that I'm saying to make sure I know what I'm talking about. And it's funny when I see where we go one, we go all now, Harrison, all I see is like us being led into concentration camps. That's what I see with that now. It's like, oh, yeah, you were right. But whether or not QAnon was originally or initially military intel, real intel, or whether it was hijacked, none of that matters now. Because on CNN last night on my cable television network, they're playing specials about how they're identifying the domestic terrorist cells in America, the insurrectionists. I need everyone that is a QAnon follower who has ever shared QAnon on their Facebook to know and understand that they're still trying to impeach Trump with the 14th Amendment of inciting an insurrection. And if they do, that means that everybody at the December 6th protest, you are now insurrectionists. If you think because you're a 15-year standing member of your local Methodist church and you're a non-gun owner that they're not going to label you a domestic terrorist for following Q or having a bumper sticker, you're dead wrong. It's not just going to – they're not going to pick and choose and take the most extreme of the extreme. That was their goal. Like I said at the beginning of me talking, 90% of the people following Q are Christian conservatives. I know people who are part of active prayer groups, okay, women that go to these prayer groups specifically to pray for President Donald Trump prior to the election and pray against the cabal, Satanist, Luciferian global elite that actually run the world. Now, these people were woke up in part by Q or by a friend that was woke by Q. But understand this, that what the media has done with it now is successfully taking the peaceful protest demonstration against election fraud of January 6th, gaslighted it so much, and used it as a means to classify anybody that follows you, you know, as a domestic terrorist. They have advertisements up here in Ohio, in Columbus, huge advertisements. If you go to FBI.gov right now, at the top of their page in their news, seeking to identify individuals involved in activity that occurred January 6th, okay? The White House press secretary said, quote, unquote, and this is on band.video InfoWars, they're doing a comprehensive threat assessment and analysis from across the government using government agencies and appropriate non-government organizations.
Mm-hmm.
What are those, Harrison? Your Facebook,
yep.
Your Twitter, your Instagram, your Yahoo, your text message, your emails. Understand this, that when they label a group of terrorists, a domestic violent extremism, when they label you that, you have no right. So if you think, well, I haven't been posting on Facebook, I haven't bought any merchandise, have you talked about it in text? Because they got that. Have you sent an email to somebody talking about it? Because they have that. Did you stand for Trump and freedom of speech? Because they have that. I'm talking if you and the people I talk to, what are they going to do? Arrest 5 million people? That's exactly what they want to do, Harrison.
Yeah, they won't do it all at once. It'll be piecemeal, right? It'll be a little pocket here and a little pocket there. The same way that they've increased censorship on the internet is exactly the same way that they'll roll out the physical censorship, the physical removal of you. In the same way they removed you from the internet off any, you know, baseless excuse, they'll remove you from real life. It's terrifying stuff. Fantastic call, Sean. Thank you so much for calling in, issuing that warning, because I completely agree. You have to recognize the danger that we are in right now when very normal political views are being called domestic terrorism and being hunted. We're in a brave new world.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this, and now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is, all right?
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, folks, we're going to go back to your phone calls in just a second, but I'm going to take a brief moment to brag on behalf of InfoWars. And it's kind of a meme at this point that Alex Jones, like, brags a lot about InfoWars. But if you listen to him, he really doesn't. He's really, like, weirdly humble about InfoWars. He'll say, you know, he'll be like, we've changed the world. Like, you know, it's the InfoWarriors out there and us together. We've changed the world. We've helped to tear down the, you know, falsehood of this illegitimate system, you know, sort of brag in that way, just pointing out like, no, we've had an effect. What we're doing here is not a pointless, you know, attempt to do something that's impossible. We've actually achieved a lot of stuff, and it's a good thing. Or he'll talk about, you know, InfoWars is here, but he's always like, I'm not bragging. And he's like, he's really not bragging. And I think part of it has to do with the fact that, like, it's his. He built this. He had the idea for the store. He created InfoWars. He is the one that, you know, on his back, now we all have these shows, and it's been this big media, you know, industry now, basically, this alternative industry that's been created. But he's really not bragging. He's just telling you the facts as they are. And he doesn't really, you know, compare himself to other people that much. He's just so focused on getting the company on its feet and in the right direction. I, however, didn't have to do with the building up of InfoWars. I've joined late in the game. Now that everything has been sort of established, I get to come in and sit and enjoy it. So I can brag about it without feeling like I'm bragging, without feeling like I'm patting myself on the back. Because it wasn't me. It was everybody else that was here at InfoWars before me and all the InfoWarriors out there who supported us. So I just want to, again, sort of elaborate on what I mentioned earlier, this difference between us and other of the so-called alternative outlets. Because I can brag about this without, again, feeling like I'm patting myself on the back. Simply from a business structure, think about this fact. Most of the other alternative outlets, and again, they will go unnamed because I don't want to start beefs here, but I think you know which ones I'm talking about. They have things like a subscription model. So them, you have to pay for the content that you're getting from them. Us, we put out our content for free. They have big corporate sponsors spending millions or sometimes billions of dollars supporting them. But then you also have to answer to those corporate sponsors or those billionaire philanthropists that are filling your coffers. We don't have that. So not only do we not have the money to rely on and the money to push us out there and give us new equipment and stuff, but we also don't have to answer to them, and we can say whatever we want, whatever we choose, whatever we think is true, whether or not it conflicts with the interest of corporate sponsors. That's another big difference. Now, they might sell merch. You might get a mug. You might get a tumbler when you sign up to pay for their content. We give out the content for free, and what we sell you is not just merchandise that you get one time for a, you know, promise to pay them monthly for a year or whatever. We actually give you stuff. Like, you have to pay for their information, and they don't give you any stuff. We sell you really powerful supplements. We sell you water filters. We sell you preparedness and prepared food items, and we give our information out for free. It's just such a different dichotomy. It's such a different outlay of business model, and I think ours is a little bit superior. And then on top of that, think about the political activism. How often have you seen the likes of, hate to name names, but I don't know, randomly, Ben Shapiro leading a caravan to D.C. in the way that Owen Schroyer and the InfoWars boys did early on after the falsified election, getting in the mix, getting involved, Owen Schroyer being arrested in the Capitol this time last year for daring to stand up against Jerry Nadler, spreading lies in the chamber of the Senate. No other outlet combines the political activism that InfoWars does with the news reporting that we do so much. These other outlets are also often still on legacy media. They go on CNN. They go on MSNBC. They get to go on Fox. Alex Jones used to go on CNN. Remember that? Remember when he made a fool out of Piers Morgan and then never got invited back on again? Yeah. This is the only time we get on CNN when they're obliged to cover our political activism because it's headline story, but we aren't invited on as guests. So other outlets get that promotion as well. And at the end of the day, they're still partisan. They're still in bed with the establishment politicians. They're still going to sit there and defend Republicans like Mitch McConnell or whatever her name is, McCain or Cheney. They're still going to defend them. They're still going to play ball for the red team. We don't play ball for the red team. We'll tell you when Mitch McConnell will. We will tell you when the Republicans are acting against your interests, because we are not partisan at the end of the day. And then finally, yeah, of course, they're all, I was thinking about it. It's like all they do, anything outside of just selling you content for money, they write their own books. They enrich themselves, or they put forward their own, political agenda. But mostly they're writing books. Yeah, Alex Jones is running this massive company, the store, the broadcast, the assault that we're constantly under. He doesn't have time to write books. Owen Schroyer would probably write a book. He's busy leading the caravan to D.C. I am not going to write a book because I want to focus my energy on making Texas secede from the Union. But anyway, just think about these differences between us and mainstream outlets, and that's a whole different comparison. And then us versus the people trying to be InfoWars, the outlets that are supposedly outside the mainstream but seem to benefit from being in the mainstream, seem to have the same strictures that are required from being in the mainstream, that don't have the political activism. They don't give you anything when you give them money except for the content. We give you the content for free. And when you go shop with us, you're not just giving us money or just pledging us donations. You're getting a valuable product in return, whether it's a supplement or the air filters, water filters, the t-shirts, the food supplies, the survival supplies. You get something valuable in return. So it's just, I don't know, this weekend I was just thinking about how vastly different InfoWars is from them and how much better it is to have InfoWars, this small business, totally decentralized, totally uncontrolled, and totally supported by the InfoWarriors out there. Going to InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go to the phone calls. Victor in Florida wants to talk about what we do now. What do we do, Victor? Please, I hope you have an answer for us. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I really don't have an answer other than there's a lot of pissed off people in this country.
Yep, Yeah, there
but
is.
Where do we go from here with the censorship? I mean, we have to get organized.
Yeah, we do. And we have to get organized off of the mainstream platforms, off of the big tech controlled areas. We have to get talking to people in our own lives. And that, I mean, to me, that's the most important thing. And obviously, I think the solution is literally Texas secession. Like, that's not a meme. I think we need to have geographical approximation with each other here. I think literally it's not going to work if there's one or two families that are scared to speak up, you know, living in a neighborhood surrounded by Democrats. They're not going to be able to affect things very easily. I think we need to literally, if you're in a big city that's significantly liberal, the only hope now is to leave that place, go to where there's a lot of conservatives, make sure that you have sort of a iron grip on your area, your local constituency, whatever that may be. And then from there we can grow out. But right now we're so spread out. I mean, I'm just thinking about it as a war game here. I mean, whether it's physical war, information war, political war, right now we have a lot of troops. I mean, it's about fairly evenly divided in terms of number of people. But all of their people are gathered in these big cities where they can have total political control. And we are all sort of scattered about in these little separate pockets of each other. And that's a losing strategy. We need to consolidate the army, as it were, and move forward as a single in a single push. And then obviously on the political national level, we need to target and remove the neocon GOP people without, you know, dividing the party and basically handing the Democrats a win. So I don't know. What do you think about that, Victor? Geographic location playing a really big importance.
I can't disagree. I'm with you 100% on secession. I think Texas and Florida need to look at that.
Yeah, Florida as well. Yeah, Florida is another major state for this.
Right. We're not going to get anywhere as a people because half of our people don't understand what rights are. They don't understand that the rights come from God. They're not given to you by the government. Any institution a human being creates does not have the right to rule over you in that regard, with regard to our Second Amendment rights, our freedom of speech, and it's gotten way out of control. And I think secession is exactly the solution.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I can make statements that, like you said, a vast majority of people would agree with. And so in a way, they're bipartisan statements. And you might disagree with what's behind the statement, but when I say something like the United States government does not work for the United States people, whether you're a Bernie Sanders Democrat or a Trump Republican, you're going to tick yes next to that assertion, right? You're going to say, yes, that is correct. The government does not work for us. So there's certain just blanket statements like that. We can lay down sort of a foundation and we can get into why that is. But the overall message we need to understand is the United States government essentially is an occupying force that is at odds with the people it rules over and is simply using those people and using the bounty that these people create and the power that these people have for their own ends. We'll get into that, some of that, as we go into the next hour and talk about Joe Biden's administration offering $4 billion to Central America. It's your money, but they'll use it for them.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. But without your word of mouth and without your prayer and without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old going on 20 thanks to the Info War store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense. Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Second hour has begun. We'll be joined by Tom Papert in the third hour. But for now, we're going to go back to your phone calls and cover some of the major news over this last few days. Here, as it's Monday, we'll cover what happened over the weekend. Later in this hour, I'm going to be talking about the buyer's regret that's being experienced by many in the Democratic camp, seeing that Joe Biden actually is fulfilling his promises, has made some of his voters rather concerned at what they ushered in to the White House. We'll cover that in the next segment, and we'll also be covering the fact that COVID is over and it'll be here forever. So, yeah, that's where we are now, is that it's over. You know, all of that stuff about lockdown and, you know, the destroying the economy and the test and the vaccine. Never mind about all that. We're not going to concern ourselves about that anymore. As Newsom says that California will open up. Chicago says that they'll open up. Andrew Cuomo says New York now can open up. All of a sudden, I mean, nothing's changed, right? Last week at this time, it was still dire. It was still, we need the lockdowns. It was still the top of everyone's list. We must do whatever possible to stop this disease. And then President Biden gets in and let's go ahead and open up again. Why not? Why not? Not like they've gotten any new information or anything. The amazing thing is that regular people now are just like, okay, I guess I'm sending my kid to school now. I guess it's okay now. I guess I'm not going to question why this is being used against us. We have an answer why this stuff is being used against us. It comes from an interesting source. This is the Houthi health minister. What country is this from, guys? I couldn't actually get that. I think the Houthis are from Yemen. So this is a Yemen Houthi health minister calling out what is behind the COVID-19 conspiracy. And this really illustrates one thing above all. What we're doing now here, as I sit behind this desk and wage this information war, is in no way an American, exclusively American movement. This is a worldwide movement. And the one thing that we have to understand is it's not just us in America, American conservatives fighting American authoritarians. This is a worldwide struggle. And we have allies all over the world who see exactly what's going on in America and are desperate for us to stand up and help protect them from the consequences of our inability to rein in our own government. So here is this Houthi health minister from Yemen describing who's really behind the COVID-19 conspiracy, and I will translate. He says it was America that created the UN's veto power. It was America that created the United Nations, through which it has invaded and killed nations, plundered their resources, killed their women, and all of this has been done under what is politically known as the United Nations. It was America that established the World Bank, which can be likened to a large whale devouring the resources of nations in order to make the poor even poorer. The goal of the COVID-19 conspiracy, the global COVID-19 conspiracy, is to finish off the middle and low income classes, the middle and low economic classes, so that they will be under the thumb of a handful of large American-controlled companies. If we want to know what America is, it is a regime run by a handful of people. They form a global Zionist Freemason gang that controls the U.S. government. They want the resources, the money, and the government for themselves. And they want the nations to surrender to them too. This is the gang that rules America. you can't say he's wrong. You can't say he's off the mark. He's pretty much right on the mark. And it's almost embarrassing as an American to know that we are ruled by these people, and to know that the people in Yemen, people in this small, you know, largely defenseless country across the ocean, are being savaged and being destroyed by our leadership. We are the ones with the power to prevent this. We, the Americans, are the ones who are responsible for stopping the powers that be in the neocon, military-industrial, worldwide, global complex. It's our responsibility to overthrow these people for the sake of the entire world.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's American Journal. My name's Harrison Smith. Joe Biden has had a very busy couple of days, less than a week since he became the president of the United States. And already the people who voted for him are learning that they're getting exactly what they deserve. And maybe they should have paid a little bit more attention. We'll go out to your phone calls as soon as possible. But I do want to revel in this for a little while. I want to experience this with you. From Logan Hall. Notice the change in tune once the election was over. Here was Joe Biden in October of last year. He says, we're 8 months into this pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to control this virus. I do. Donald Trump does not have a plan to get this virus under control, but Joe Biden does. Yesterday he was asked about it. He says, there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Let's roll that clip, shall we?
If we fail to act, there will be a wave of evictions and foreclosures in the coming months as this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as despicable as Joe Biden is for these types of just blatant, outright lies that he fed people during his campaign, just blatant lie, right? Clearly, if he had a plan, he would have rolled it out by now. He told people in no uncertain terms, I have a plan to fix this. And if you elect me, I'll put in just a blatant lie to get elected, and people recognize that. As bad as that is, what's even worse are the media, the members of the media and the press who are sitting there in the room. And when he says, look, there's nothing we can do and I'm not going to try to do anything and shut up for asking about it, they're like, oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for doing this, sir. So they're as culpable as Biden is in this. But let's go back to some more of this, as Garbage Human on Twitter puts it, buyer's remorse for Joe Biden. The United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipefitters endorses Vice President Joe Biden for president. Here they are making this proud endorsement on August 17th of 2020. Cut to January 18th, 2021. Keystone XL decision will raise energy costs for American families. There's the statement by the United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipefitters saying, hey, hold on a second. Is this what we voted for? The answer is yes. Unions are getting exactly what they voted for. That's the way Mike Cernovich puts it when he points out this irony. Union party says, we helped push Joe Biden and Kamala Harris over the top, and we helped elect many pro-union, pro-labor, pro-family candidates into office. Congratulations. Victory, they say, celebrating this wonderful achievement. Then immediately, as soon as he's in office, they come out with this. Pipeline construction has been a lifeline for many LIUNA members across the country. The anticipated decision to kill the Keystone Pipeline will kill thousands of good-paying union jobs. Hashtag pipelines are lifelines. Hashtag energy. Well, he said he would do it. You voted for him, and then he did it. I'm not surprised, and you shouldn't be either. Jack Posobiec tells Black Lives Matter, hey, hashtag no refunds, because they say, on the night of their victory, we sent Joe Biden and Kamala Harris a letter requesting a meeting. It has now been 32 days, and we've yet to receive a response. To set up a meeting with civil rights leaders without BLM is unacceptable. Black Lives Matter also tweeting out a statement saying, I think we got played. I think we got used here. I think we are dumb, useful puppets for the powerful. Well, you're the one that literally elected the guy who wrote the crime bill and Kamala Harris, the top cop of California, who put dozens of people away, hundreds of people away probably for victimless crimes. So once again, you get what you deserve. You get what you voted for. This is great. Ivan, a person on Twitter with the term hashtag Black Lives Matter in his username, says, so is it true that Biden's not raising the minimum wage to $15 till 2025 and no stimulus check till the ends of February? Why did we vote for this? I have an answer for you, Ivan, but I don't think you're going to like it because you're dumb. You voted for it because you're dumb and ill-informed and didn't realize for some reason that this guy was a total fraud puppet of the neoliberal military-industrial complex establishment. So you're dumb. That's why you voted for it. He goes on and on. Biden's pause on oil, a big concern for New Mexico. So New Mexico, very proud liberal state, has come out saying that President Joe Biden's 60-day moratorium on new oil and natural gas leases and drilling permits is prompting widespread concerns in New Mexico, where spending on education and other public programs hinges on the industry's success. Well, maybe you shouldn't have voted him to office then. Cernovich again points out Native American tribes are getting what they voted for. Tribal leaders optimistic about Biden, Hanland nomination a good start. So tribal leaders in Arizona said that they think President-elect Joe Biden is the right call. They endorse President-elect Joe Biden. Cut to earlier this week, the Ute Indian tribe does not mince words in their response to the Interior's orders restricting federal energy development. Quote, your order is a direct attack on our economy, sovereignty, and our right to self-determination. Maybe you shouldn't have endorsed him, you idiots. All right, moving on. Rising Serpent says, imagine having to bear the crushing burden of conscience that you voted for the guy who increased prices of insulin and adrenaline the minute he walked into office because you thought the other guy was the evil one. This comes as a response to this headline. Pharma, Biden freezes Trump's lower cost insulin and epinephrine rule. Big Pharma is smiling right now. The three big insulin producers are Eli Lilly and company. Again, you get what you vote for. Biden revokes Trump order that shielded U.S. power grid from Chinese involvement. President Joe Biden has rescinded an executive order of the former President Donald Trump that was designed to prevent foreign countries from meddling with the U.S. power grid. Trump's order was order specifically prohibited any acquisition, importment, transfer, or installation of bulk power system electronic equipment provided by foreign adversaries, specifically communist China. Biden went ahead and reversed that. So higher insulin prices, destroying Native American reserves, destroying education in New Mexico, destroying tens of thousands of high-paying union jobs, and giving communist China access to our power grid. Thank you, Joe Biden. Here's a tweet from Kamala Harris from October of 2020. Kamala Harris says, Joe Biden will not ban fracking. That is a fact. That's a fact, folks. Saying otherwise will get you banned on Twitter. Saying otherwise will have you condemned as a liar. Washington Post fact checkers are on the case to tell you that any news to the contrary is a blatant and utter falsehood. But actually it was true. But actually it was actually he did. He did immediately. So oopsies. And he did say that he was going to over and over again. So if you're just actually paying attention, it's not a surprise to you. If you actually believe the likes of Kamala Harris in the mainstream news, I've got some bad news for you. You're dumb and purposely so. Black Lives Matter. Here it is. The tweet I mentioned earlier. Quote, I'm starting to get a feeling that the Democratic Party used us. You don't say. You don't say, Black Lives Matter. You should be used to it by now. Steve Saylor on Twitter points out, has Biden nominated a single white Protestant to his cabinet? Apparently not. Out of 26 cabinet and cabinet level picks, Biden does not appear to have chosen a single white Protestant. And that is striking. It is striking in a country where the majority of people are white and Protestant. Not a single one in the government. Assuming that Sullivan is yet another Catholic Irishman and Guzman is not very Jewish, that would make a total of 8 white Catholics, 4 of them Irish, 7 Jews, 5 blacks, 4 Hispanics, one of them Jewish, 2 Asians, and not a nil zip white Protestants. So I think that's what we call diverse. It's very diverse. Remember, it has no white people and no Christians. That's diverse. Seattle police begin to enforce vandalism laws after Biden is sworn in. So this is just yet another example of utilizing troubles, utilizing suffering, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's you getting your business destroyed. They're only concerned on how it can be used to garner themselves more power. And now that they have the power, now that Joe Biden is in office, suddenly the law matters again. Suddenly riots are not the language of the unheard. They are an insurrection to be put down. Very ironic. Tulsi Gabbard has come out saying the domestic terrorism bill is targeting almost half of the country and pointing out how horribly dystopian, authoritarian, tyrannical this measure is. And yet another disappointment that it's yet another Democrat actually pointing this out, while the Republicans seem to be all in favor of the, again, just completely unimaginable measures that are being taken to destroy the natural American citizen. And of course, they're very busy celebrating the wonderful, genius, loving Catholicism of Joe Biden when it was Amy Coney Barrett trying to become a Supreme Court justice. It was something to be condemned.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates. And our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more. And they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. An additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now. We have
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a lot of videos I want to get to today, but I got to get to your phone calls. But I still want to try to play these before Tom Papper joins us in the third hour, so we can focus solely on the news he's breaking and the calls and questions and comments you may have for him in the third hour. So I'm going to go ahead and play this now. It's clip number 18. It's the new White House spokesperson, Psaki, I guess I pronounce her name. She was asked what the Keystone XL pipeline workers, tens of thousands of them. Every time I see a number, it goes up by 10,000. It started with 20,000, then people were saying 30,000. Now I've seen upwards of 70,000 high-paying union jobs across America and Canada. Canada saying they want to go to war with us over this, and a lot of anger there. Mexico as well, not happy about some of these decisions. But really, it's amazing what this woman says, and it's a little glimpse into our technocratic future. It's like when you try to call to get something fixed with your cable or, you know, with your gas service, and you run into the corporate doublespeak that gets you nowhere, answers nothing, and is there solely to obfuscate responsibility on their behalf. So let's go to this. It's the White House spokesperson responding to the fact that Joe Biden, with a stroke of his pen, destroyed the livelihoods of 70,000 families. Here it is.
Getting people back to work will be his top priority.
On the Keystone XL, the decision yesterday from the president, what would you say to those who have lost their job or will lose their job as a result of that decision? What would the message from the president and the White House be?
The message of the president and the White House would be that he is committed. His record will shows the American people that he is committed to clean energy jobs, to jobs that are not only good, high-paying jobs, union jobs, but ones that are also good for our environment. He thinks it's possible to do both. He led an effort when he was the vice president to put millions of people to work with those both of those priorities in mind, and he will continue to do that as president. But he had opposed the Keystone Pipeline back in 2013 when it was when there was a consideration of the permit. Or sorry, I don't think it was 2013. I think it was a little bit after that, and he's been consistent in his view, and he was delivering on a promise he made to the American public during the campaign. Go ahead all the way in the back.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you about...
Thank you. I have a question. You didn't answer the last question, you person. You nice lady. I'm just trying to watch my language here. I mean, how amazing is that? It's like you destroy the livelihoods of tens of thousands of high-paid American workers and their union jobs. What do you have to say for that? She's just like, well, he green jobs. He's very committed to green jobs. It's like, okay. And, I mean, can you imagine asking your boss, like, I'm being fired? Why? I've been here for 10 years. I have a family to support. You know, I've been in the union. I paid my dues. Why am I being fired? And they're like, look, you're being fired, but we're very dedicated to creating jobs. Like, you're destroying my job. Yes, but we have a long track record of creating jobs in the green energy field. They're telling him to get another job. They're telling him F you. They're telling him in this corporate doublespeak that is now pervasive, that we don't care that we're destroying your life because we have greater plans that you are in the way of. That's what they're telling you. It's just despicable. And again, the subservient nature of the press just refusing to report on or double down on these questions or, you know, throw back in the face the fact that we have that tweet from Kamala Harris saying Joe Biden will not be canceling the XL pipeline. She's like, well, in 2013, he questioned it when it was being permitted. And it's like, yeah, but in 2020, Kamala Harris said they're not going to do this. And then you called everybody a crazy conspiracy theory for pointing out that they had said they were going to do it. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. David in New York says, Church says America is going into martial law. Yeah, we pretty much are already in martial law. And this brings up a comment I wanted to make earlier. But you're on the air, David. Thanks for calling in. You're on.
Yes, Harrison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I'd like to plug your the vitamin mineral fusion. It is awesome. I'm going to be ordering that either today or tomorrow.
Excellent. Very good to hear, sir.
Here's my point, Harrison. How about we hop in my balloon and the InfoWars with us? We're going to fly up 60,000 feet, and we're going to look at this thing across the whole country. Now, I heard from this particular church group, and it's kind of Q-ish, and I'm not big on Q, but to me, Harrison, as we're flying up in the stratosphere, the only hope for this country, and it is hope, what I'm about to say, although it could be very delusional, but yet it's a hope, is that, and correct me, because you guys, this is the InfoWars, I heard that America went default in mid-December and basically bankrupt and is no longer a corporate as we became in the late 19th century, but is now in default. So theoretically, this particular point of view says, well, military can take over because of the vacuum gap in the structure of the country, and the military could pull like a Napoleono type of thing and appoint a king, and then Don Trump could come back like some type of Highlander and enter into that. Is there any legal or possibility to that? Because as I'm flying with you here, Harrison, I can't see any other solution. We're going to keep going down the slippery slope, the total mob rule blended in with the UN, and all our fears and concerns that InfoWars has spoken for years is going to come to pass. What do you think?
I don't think the idea about the military taking over, having some legal loophole where they can appoint a king, has too much merit. I just don't think that's true. It does remind me of, when you point out Napoleon, there was a time where they banished Napoleon to the Isle of Elba, and he returned, and they sent an army out to capture Napoleon, and then Napoleon ended up speaking to them for a few minutes, and then the whole army turned around and joined him and went back to conquer France. So that did happen in history, and right. Maybe we're looking at a repeat of that. But no, I don't think, if anything, it wouldn't be appointing President Trump as a leader of anything. If anything that you're talking about, it may be something where the military could use its power to supersede and put one of their people, like it'd be the top general or something, who could be put into charge, but that's not going to happen. There's not going to be anything like that. It reminds me of, I was talking to my dad this weekend, and he's like, so you hear they're keeping 7,000 members of the military, 7,000 National Guard members in the, in DC, you know, even after this, the threat of the impeachment or the inauguration has passed. And he's like, why would they keep them there for just 3 months? And it's like, well, why was it 2 weeks to stop the spread? They're never going to leave. They'll probably be there forever. And between now and the next 3 months, there will be some other, you know, thing, some other impetus that they'll say, now they have to stay longer for this reason, actually. And it goes hand in hand with the whole purpose of the secret purpose, the real purpose of the Black Lives Matter movement, which we know from internal documents has always been to aggravate the relationship between the local police and activists in order to usher in a national police force like the SS or like the Stasi. And that's what we're seeing. Or we're also seeing calls for secret police. We're seeing calls for the intelligence agency to start policing the thoughts of the American people. And so all of this ties in together. They're getting us used to, they're using very sophisticated psychological operations to lull us into the idea of having the National Guard or a similar military force acting as our domestic police. So they'll be stationed in Washington, and that'll be the start. And this will be the little petri dish where they get us used to the idea because of all the crazy threats that we're under. And it'll spread and metastasize, and it'll coincide with the defund the police movement until we are being patrolled by a federally controlled police force, which has always been not permitted in this country, but they're lulling us into it.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it's better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that can make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to your calls very shortly. Quickly, I want to read a few things here. This is an amazing story. I don't even know where this is from, but it's from Pediatrics 2016. Okay, it's the AAP's journal, Pediatrics. This is an official medical journal here. The headline about the story, about this article, is breastfeeding isn't natural and it makes moms anti-vaxxers. In one of medicine's more extraordinary statements, the American Academy of Pediatrics is telling health professionals to stop describing breastfeeding as natural. It could lead parents down the path of alternative medicine, homeschooling, and God forbid, becoming anti-vaccination. The label gives the impression that breastfeeding is healthier and better, says Jessica Martucci and Ann Barnhill, one of the medical ethics department at the University of Pennsylvania, who have launched a campaign to stop the positive use of the word natural. That's the headline here. They're trying to stop the word natural from being used in a positive sense. Now, I've heard recently, it's been stuck in my head a little bit, this idea of, instead of saying traditional, we should say natural, right? Like, a lot of times you hear the traditional family structure. Well, it's the natural family structure. It's the family structure that nature has provided for us, God has provided for us. And this really gives you an insight when they're like, stop saying things that are natural are good. Stop saying that things that are natural are positive. So yes, they've launched a campaign to stop the positive use of the word natural. Writing in the AAP's journal Pediatrics, they say the term creates unintended consequences, such as being anti-vaccination. Studies have shown that anti-vaccination sentiments trends to overlap with reliance on and interest in complementary and alternative medicine, skepticism of institutional authority, and interest in health knowledge, autonomy, and healthy living practices. Yeah, those darn skeptics of institutional authority, those darn people who are interested in health knowledge, autonomy, and healthy living practices, they must be stopped. If doing what is natural is best in the case of breastfeeding, how can we expect mothers to ignore the powerful worldview when making their choices about other health practices like vaccination, is the question being asked. This is not some insane psychopath out on the streets making these wildly anti-human statements. This is the American Academy of Pediatrics telling you this. Breastfeeding isn't natural, they tell you. Okay. Okay, yes, that's where we are now. This should be this is actually kind of good. The statement of this show, like the motto of this show, should just be, this is where we are now. Because that's what I keep saying. It's just like, what other comments do we have to say? It's just like, this is just a documentation, an American journal of how far we have arrived at insanity, how far down the path towards utter absurdity we've traveled. It's like, we're just here marking the path, going, well, here we are now. Breastfeeding is not natural. Okay. Okay. Sure. Breastfeeding is not natural, and things that are natural are not good. And we have to stop using natural to describe things that are positive, or else it might make people suspicious of institutions and it might make them want to look into healthy practices for their daily lives. It's not natural. That's not natural. What you're seeing on the screen right now is not natural. It's fabricated. Everything's a fabrication. It's another word we need to start using. COVID virus was not a hoax. It was a fabrication. Okay. The Joe Biden, Kamala Harris campaign was a fabrication of the mainstream media. His support is a fabrication. It has been fabricated. It is a lie that has been made manifest. Let's go now back out to the phone calls. Resistance in New York has called with some solutions. Thanks for calling in, Resistance. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? I am just trying to come up with some other ideas here, and I'm hearing everybody say, avoid the blue cities. Let's get out of Dodge. And I'm saying, you know what? I'm staying put, because you did this really great rant last week about technology and how, you want to get back on Twitter, because why should we have to give up everything? And it's just so true. Like, if we all just abandon and go somewhere else, then we definitely lost the war, you know? And it's like, I went down to D.C. 3 times, and I mean, my life has been totally uprooted. I actually called in a couple weeks ago, and I have this great footage, and, you know, I'm hearing Robert Barnes say, well, be careful about posting things, and you know what? I'm sick of running, and it feels like the empire's on the march, and we're on the run, and I'm tired of it, and it's like, I know no one's going to go for a huge influx of people and patriots moving to the city, but hey. It's just as crazy for me to uproot my life and go start somewhere else. And why not? I mean, New Yorkers are really good people. Honestly, when it comes down to it,
people are people. And I think people give up on the big cities because, oh, it's just so big. It's so overwhelming. Well, you know, why aren't we seriously talking about a third party? I mean, if we have a true revolutionary, they should be able to pick from both sides because both sides are such crap right now. And I think we should just, we got 4 years. We need to just, you know, look at all the options before we jump to one thing and just, you know, everyone echoing this retreat mentality. We're patriots, you know, that's not what we do. I mean, I just don't feel like that is what we should be doing. I mean, I'm literally driving around. I'm sorry if it's a little noisy. I'm looking for a new apartment right now because after the events of D.C., it literally gave my girlfriend an anxiety attack. And I'm now breaking up with her. She's breaking up with me, you know, and it's like, okay, I lost my church. I lost band members, family members this year, all because of supposed, you know, my political beliefs, which they don't even know. They don't ask the questions. And after I was on a couple of weeks ago, literally the New York Times was calling family members of mine to, I guess, get dirt on me or something, you know, and they put my name out and my mom's freaking out, like the FBI is after me. And I did get arrested. It was like, you know, 12 hours after the fact, I was picked up for a citation. And I was literally
You got arrested 12 hours after calling into this show?
No, I'm sorry. After the Capitol, I was at the Capitol.
Oh, I see. Okay, and, right.
You know, I have some amazing footage that I haven't released because of what other people are telling me. And it's the side of the story that nobody's talking about, where all of us unarmed people around a little after 4 o'clock were just totally assaulted by the Capitol Police. And it's horrific, really. And it's like, I think the world needs to see this stuff. And then I'm hearing all these people say, well, take your name out, take your picture out or whatever. And no, I'm not. Like, if I have to be the face, I don't care. I'll go back to jail. If we were peaceful and did like Nick Baggage said and just started singing hymns, right, no matter what the violence at the Capitol, how would that have changed? Really, if the solution was just to go to D.C., right, and then they pull the false flag, well, now the solution is don't go to D.C. and stay lay low and let's, you know, jump to all these other apps. And I say, screw it. Get back. Make a fake Twitter. Make another one. Keep going. Hold steady, because it's just a sign of weakness in a way. And I don't want to be stupid or nearsighted, but New York's not going to crumble anytime soon. I think if there's really a true party that's anti-vax, anti-tax, like Gerald Celente says, you know, those are the populist things. And I really think that we could come together, left and right, everybody, because there really is no left and right. They're already throwing Biden under the bus. And, you know, that's what you get. We don't have to worry about Biden. He's going to do what he's going to do. And right now, we have to come up with real, actual solutions. And I just think if we give up before we even try, I mean, this is the beginning of it all. And I think we need some bold people. And I just also want to say you guys have the best bumper music. And even though it's the newest show, props to the crew. It's my favorite. So,
wow. Thank you so much. Yeah. A wonderful call. I think you're expressing what a lot of people are feeling. But I think the central thesis of your call is right. It's that we need to stop retreating. And whether it's all of us together, you know, arm in arm moving forward, or whether it's a guerrilla warfare style of info war where it's just millions of people out there all doing whatever they think is right to push this forward. Retreating is death. We have to advance now. We have to start moving now. We cannot give up.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date,
Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses,
and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. We are about to begin the third hour, last segment of the second hour. In the first 5 minutes, I'm going to be playing this really incredible video with Rand Paul and George Stephanopoulos that, I mean, I could do a week's worth of shows on this one video, the way that George Stephanopoulos is bullying and badgering Rand Paul in trying to get him to. It's just, it's an amazing clip, and I'm going to play that in the first 5 minutes of the next hour while we get set up with Tom Papert. And Tom will be joining us. We'll be going over some of today's top stories and, of course, taking your phone calls. So if you are on the line, I don't get to you in this segment, be thinking of what you want to ask Tom Papert or comments you want to make with Tom Papert, because, again, I want to make sure the last hour is focused on our guest as much as it is on your phone call. So please be thinking of that if you are on the phone lines here. That last caller made me think of a few things. And I guess overall, what the solution is moving forward is to operate outside of the paradigm. You know, these sort of typical idioms like think outside the box. are exactly what we need to do, because the box right now is the jail that we're in, the prison of the mind that they've erected around our capability to even consider solutions. We have to think outside of the box. And one of the things that I mean by that is that we are stuck in. So in 1776 and the time around there, the founding fathers got together and they created a system based on a set of morals. The system is the one that we're still operating under in a very confused form. The morals of our country are not even remotely the same. Not even remotely. The America that people like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden praise today is a concept that is no greater than 60 years old. It is this concept of a diverse nation, a melting pot, a place that isn't a people. It isn't a thing with a history. It's just an economic cesspool for everyone in the world to try to maximize their profit from. That is a new set of morals. Even just the proliferation of disgusting things everywhere, from curse words to nudity and profanity. I mean, it's just a very profane moral quandary that we are now in. So the way you think outside of the box on this is that for the last very long time, we seem to be in a struggle to figure out how to get the founding fathers' system that they created to fit modern morals. When that's the opposite of what we should be doing. What we should be doing is trying to figure out how to fit the founding fathers' morals into the modern system. The system that we're operating in has kind of exceeded the mandate that the founding fathers laid down. They didn't have Amazon.com and Apple and Microsoft and instant messaging and, you know, the proliferation of news. They didn't have that back then. It's a brave new world. It's a new paradigm that we're in right now. And it's about how do we get that paradigm to actually serve the founding fathers' morals, which was personal responsibility, you know, self-governance, the valuing of every human life, the valuing of freedom and liberty. Those are the morals that we have to try to inject into our system now. Instead we're stuck on the opposite of that, which is how do we get their system to accept our modern deviant morals? I don't want our modern morals. I don't like our modern morals. And they definitely don't fit in the system that was established by people who had completely different morals. Who were like, we don't have to be ruled over because our citizens will be upright and intelligent and forward thinking. And they'll take care of themselves. And it's like, okay, but they're not that way anymore. So how do we change the system to meet our morals, not change our morals to meet the system? It's complicated, but that's what's necessary, is thinking outside of the box. And then at the end of the day, you have to remember that what the founding fathers created was a system unlike any other that had been seen on the world for at least thousands of years. And even then, it was completely different than the republics that came before. And at its basis was a rejection of feudalism. What is feudalism at its base? What is the core concept of feudalism, or having nobility or royalty? It is a method by which the ruling class preserves their power and prevents the lower classes from rising. It is a stratification measure. It is saying you are not a noble, so you cannot have these positions. You cannot have these riches. You are of peasant stock. You are a peasant class. The genius and the miracle of America was doing away with those demarcations and saying, no, we're actually all the same. We're actually all just humans. And even if you're dirt poor and from a log cabin like Abraham Lincoln, you too can rise to the heights of power. That was something that was impossible under feudalism. Literally, the point of feudalism was to establish a class that had the power and to say if you were not in that class, you were incapable of reaching that class without really extraordinary measures. And even then, it's like, well, if you've done enough for the class, then you can join the class. And so that's what's being reestablished now. That's why what we're seeing go into place now looks like a new technocratic feudalism, because that's what it is, because it's about the stratification of we are now in charge. We are big tech. We are the mainstream media. We are the people in the cities that make all the money. We decide what to do. You are poor and you will remain poor, and any avenues of escaping that poverty are closed to you now. You cannot start a business to compete with us. We will crush you. You cannot start something, you know, start a website to challenge our monopoly. We will crush that challenge. We will keep you down. We will keep you in the lower class in which you belong. So what we're seeing now is a reintroduction of feudalism. So in many ways, we have to go back to the founding fathers and go, okay, this is the exact same fight they were fighting. They got rid of feudalism. They got rid of this idea of control and authoritarianism and of keeping the poor poor and the rich rich that we did away with in 1776, has slowly but surely crawled its way back into prominence. And now they're back and trying to codify this for all of time. Let's go out to your phone calls. Zach in Florida wants to talk about the Great Reset, which is it's great that we're going to this topic now, because that's exactly what I'm describing. The Great Reset is the reset back to feudalism, in my opinion. Thanks for calling in, Zach. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Harrison? Can you hear me good?
I can hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, man. So I've been listening to you guys, or really just Alex, since I was literally in middle school.
Yeah.
And like, being so young and getting woken up to this kind of stuff really just made me more apt to telling other people. So I'm like kind of the one conspiracy theorist amongst the group of friends and family, but that's kind of how it was a year ago. But it seems the further we get into this, the more and more I find that my friends and family really do agree with me and they're starting to wake up. And that's the great reset is literally right in your face. Like when Klaus Schwab and these people are getting on the World Economic Forum and like literally just telling you straight to your face that this is what's happening, and people still can't accept and like see that, it's just mind blowing that we're so programmed now where we can't even see what's happening when they're literally telling us what they're doing to the world population.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, this has been my big struggle in the last couple of weeks. It's like, and I keep saying it, it's like, what is the point of talking now? If they cannot see what's going on, are we going to be able to open their eyes? I mean, when you have Time Magazine with a cover saying the Great Reset on the same day that you have BBC saying, what is this conspiracy theory called the Great Reset that right-wing terrorists made up? It's like, if you can show somebody those two things and go, you know, what do you think about this? And they're just like, ah, the Great Reset sounds like a conspiracy theory that's totally fake and not happening, and also is a great thing and that we must have happen. It's like, at a certain point, it's like, okay, talking to you will not help because the evidence is before you and you can't see it. So what do we do, man? I mean, I'm in the same boat as you, watching this stuff since middle school. I always talked about this, and it wasn't until the last few years that people who I talked to about this since middle school had been like, check out these conspiracies, check out the stuff I learned. They were all for it back then. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, you're a right-wing conspiracy theorist, terrorist. And it's like, you know who I am, and I've always been like this. You're the one who suddenly decided that you've changed, and now, you know, you're trying to take that out on me or something. So I'm in the same boat as you, but like, is there a point in talking about this? Is there a point in trying to spread this information more? It sounds like you're saying that people in your life actually are coming around to your way of thinking. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. That's what I'm saying is like, I think the further we get into this, the more that what was conspiracy a year ago gets validated because of like CNN and all these major outlets. They're literally just putting it out in your face. Like, Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory if the same people that they're in cahoots with are telling you that it's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I think the further that we go into this, sharing things that are considered conspiracy will just continue to be validated through, like, because it's true, it's going to happen. So there's no way it's going to be a conspiracy in a year and we're still locked down and wearing masks and everyone said it would be over by then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I think back to the arguments I had a year ago with people where I'm like, hey, you know, the mask mandate's not going anywhere. And they're like, no, 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks to slow the spread. And I'm like,
exactly.
All right, we'll see. Now here we are a year later, mask mandate's still in place. Yeah, great call, Zach. I think we're all in the same boat. And this is why we have to have faith in humanity to go, when they reveal themselves, the good people will recognize it and understand.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video,
They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's the third hour of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I've changed my mind, folks, as I'm wont to do, because that last caller brought up such a good point. I want to play this clip. I was going to play Rand Paul just destroying Stephanopoulos. You'll have to wait for that or go find it on band.video. But I want to play this video, and then we'll be back to welcome Tom Pappard, who will be here for the remainder of the hour, and we'll be taking your calls. But first, here's a little compilation of a total conspiracy theory that doesn't exist, and you're insane for even pointing out. It's the Build Back Better, Great Reset conspiracy.
It's a very pertinent question to ask, how do we build back better?
To build back better or whatever.
We have a chance to reset the clock and build back better than before.
To build back better than before.
Remember the terrible damage of COVID as we try to build back from this global pandemic.
Joe Biden calls it build back better.
Build back better.
Building back better.
To do things differently. To build back better.
We're going to build it back better.
And build it back better.
This is my plan to build back better.
Start taking all the problems that have been created in education, mental health, and start to build back in a positive way.
I have launched a booklet called Build Back Better, Britain After Coronavirus.
It's about building this country back better.
Growing conspiracy following it. It is called the Great Reset.
An unprecedented opportunity to rethink and reset the ways in which we live.
The great opportunity for reset.
The theory even calls Mr. Biden's campaign slogan, Build Back Better, a front for the conspiracy.
Build Back Better.
Building back better our economy.
Build back better.
All elements of the Great Reset are fundamental to building the future we need.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset.
It's a big effort to, some would say, to build back better. We would say to really have a great reset.
Conspiracy, conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
That's right. The Great Reset and Build Back Better, the wild conspiracy theory that you're not allowed to question, but that we desperately need to implement immediately, and you can't question that either. What a world, Tom Papper. Tom Papper joins me. He is, of course, the editor of National File, editor-in-chief, and has been doing great work behind the scenes, breaking some major stories at that website and news outlet. Thanks so much for coming on, Tom.
Thank you, Harrison. I was particularly struck by, was that Greta? She's like, build back better or whatever.
She's not even whatever with the talking point anymore. They gave me, this morning. Yeah.
She's coming off as the globalist Great Reset's petulant teenager, which I guess they needed one. I don't know.
Well, they need a new one now because she's 18, which means we can criticize her. So they've introduced a new younger Greta, who again is under the shield of she's just a child. How dare you question her? But also she should dictate what our foreign policy is. It's just enforced insanity worldwide, and it's getting even crazier. I don't even know what to say about this. What struck me as you watch that compilation is these are our rulers. It's stuck up rich people, foreigners, and petulant children and effeminate men. I mean, it's just the worst of the worst telling us they'll dictate our every move.
My personal favorite part is that they're all pretending to be an everyman by talking into these webcams like we all have been for the last year, when we know full and well they have multiple thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment in the other room just waiting for when they can turn on the true Big Brother broadcast here in a couple months when we get, I guess, 15 years to slow the spread now that we're coming up on the anniversary of 2 weeks.
The anniversary of 2 weeks to slow the spread. We should celebrate that like a morose holiday. Like, we did it, you guys, 2 weeks to slow the spread, 1 year later. What a ridiculous farce our entire world is in this globalist technocracy they're installing. Tom Papert, editor-in-chief of National File, will be with us for the entire hour, taking your phone calls and getting into the day's top stories. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.
Alex Jones here with some very, very good news. Our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, has been sold out for months, and now it's back in stock. It is a liquid multivitamin with all the essential vitamins and minerals and key amino acids, so your body uploads it better. And despite the fact it's been sold out and a bestseller, it is 50% off, so nobody has an excuse not to get it. This is what your body and your body's defenses need. It's what your cells need, and it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off. That's InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with vitamin D3, zinc, and so much more. All the essentials are there. I know you know this, but please tell your friends and family as well to protect themselves and to be healthy. You need what's in Vitamin Mineral Fusion, available at InfoWarsStore.com, and the purchase funds our operations that are critical to battling the globalists. Thank you for your support. Get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. The third hour has begun. American Journal, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this program and everything we do at this great company. Tom Papert is my guest, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring Tom Papert on was to thank him in advance, because there will be a time in the very near future that I will go on paternity leave. My wife is little over 8 months pregnant. Any day now, a beautiful copy of me will be born into the world, and I'm very excited for that, and I will be taking off a week, and I'm very happy to know that the show will be in capable hands with a man like Tom Papert at the helm. And so I just wanted to bring you on and thank you in advance for that, because it's great knowing that we have someone so capable here, you know, behind the curtains, ready to pop out and cover for me for that week. So thanks, Tom.
Well, I'm happy to do it, Harrison, and congratulations. I haven't had the chance to tell you yet. Congratulations. Now do it about five more times. We need as many of you as possible, my friend.
I am trying my hardest. One down, more to go. But yeah, it'll be an exciting time. So you obviously are up to your neck in today's top stories. What to you is the biggest story going on today, or is there anything that has struck your interest today more than other things? Or what's the top story at National File?
Well, of course, it's very exciting that we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders running for governor. That opens the way for the Senate race. There's going to be multiple people challenging the potentially stolen valor champion, Tom Cotton, there in the Senate, who is a giant betrayer. He, of course, stabbed us in the back on January 6th and in the days leading up to January 6th. So I'm very, very excited about what's going on in Arizona. I'm also very excited, Harrison, about what happened in, I'm sorry, Arizona, Arkansas. But I'm also excited about Arizona. Arizona is where Kelly Ward, who is about the most pro-Trump politician in the world, if you could even call her a politician, she's a medical doctor by training, and Kelly Ward just secured a second two-year term as the Arizona GOP chair. So that is very exciting.
Oh, great.
The establishment fought her with tooth and nail. President Trump made his first post-presidency endorsement of her, and now we're going to rule the Arizona GOP with an iron fist for the next 2 years, I hope. If anybody can do it, it's Kelly.
Very good to hear. Very, very good to hear. So what do you make of the news that has been percolating out that Trump is not going to start the Patriot Party? Instead, he's going to try to get Republicans into office. That's how he'll be dedicating his time. I hope this doesn't mean he hasn't learned his lesson and will continue to support GOP backstabbers like he's done over and over again, unfortunately, throughout his presidency. Just what do you make of this news that he is going to dedicate the remainder of his time in the public life to trying to put forward new Republican blood rather than creating a new party?
Well, it really comes down to which strategy you want to use, because as I understood it, the point of the Patriot Party was to bully Republicans into doing the right thing. In other words, hey, Marco Rubio, you're up in 2022. If you don't start representing your constituents, then we're going to run a Patriot Party person against you. Maybe they'll win. Maybe there'll be a spoiler. And then Texas goes to a Democrat for 6 years because you, Marco, are no better than a Democrat. That's the type of logic that I think was behind the Patriot Party. But if he is willing to make the actual good endorsements, he meaning President Trump, then I think that you can work from within this decrepit monster we call the GOP. If he is, Arizona is a good example. There was another candidate, a moderate candidate who worked for Latinos for Trump, who has been on the scene in Arizona for years, and President Trump chose not to endorse this person because he was too establishment, too moderate, and instead he went with Kelly Ward. If that's where the president's mind is at now, then I think that we are in a very good state going into the next cycle. Now, if he gets Mitch McConnell talking to him again, and Mitch McConnell tells him who to endorse and when, then we will have a bit of an issue. But I certainly hope and believe he has learned his lesson. Do not trust the turtle man.
Yeah, do not trust those who repeatedly stab you in the back. Is this really that hard of a lesson to learn? Yeah, it seems fairly obvious. And I'm glad, because to me it seems like the Patriot Party, if we were to found a new party, it would just split the difference. And here's something I think about quite a bit is, and we'll see if you remember off the top of your head. Do you remember the first time that the nation was introduced to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Do you remember what it was? There was a meme that went viral with her in it. Do you happen to remember what it was? You will when I tell you. It was the image of her realizing that she had won the primary against the establishment Democrat that she was challenging. And I think there's a lesson in there, because we see a lot of promising upstart Republicans come out and they have a great ad campaign and everybody's, celebrating about it, and then they don't even get into office. And I think there's a lesson in the fact that the first time we learned about AOC, the first time anybody outside of, her bar in New York learned about AOC, she'd already won the primary. So it was this dark horse, like secret underground. It didn't actually require nationwide acknowledgement of her. It wasn't this big nationwide thing. It was a very like surgical attack that succeeded. And now she's one of the most powerful forces for socialism in the Congress. So I think there's a lesson in there somewhere, don't you think, Tom?
I think so. She ran a very insurgent candidacy. However, I think that our move going forward is to nationalize, federalize, make it the biggest level you can, every single race that we're running. I mean, National File is going to be involved in state level races in Arizona and Texas, covering them very closely to make sure that we get the right local reps elected. That way they can reform the election, so maybe someday we can have a good shot at the Senate again without Dominion voting machines and without permanent mail-in ballots and all of this insanity. But I do think that AOC, you can learn a lot from her in that she has held the Democrat Party hostage for years. She's a blatant imbecile. She spouts obvious lies every time she opens her mouth. And yet she has power over these people, being a junior congressman with absolutely no idea how the world works, except maybe she can make me a good old fashioned. I don't know. Nobody even knows if she's a good bartender, Harrison, but she holds the Democrats hostage. And this is something that I believe we can absolutely do, especially if President Trump is going to remain as the real helm of this movement.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the other lesson to learn is that you can take out old incumbent, you know, lifelong establishment people who don't think there's any challenge. You can take them out and replace them if you do it smartly and if you, you know, craft a good insurgent, as you put it, it's a great word, insurgent campaign to surprise the establishment and, you know, knock them off their rocker. They are not prepared to play the game the way it's necessary to be played, which, like her or not, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, extremely skilled at making headlines and clapping back. And yeah, she learned, like, it doesn't actually matter if what you say is true. Just say it in like a bitchy way and everybody will believe you and you can act like you're smart. It's, I think we've talked about her enough today. I want to change topics. Anything else you got, Tom? I'm done talking about AOC.
I'll leave it at that as well. I'm very much done talking about AOC.
All right. So, here's another big story. That I like because, and we'll, okay, we're sort of staying in the same topic, but you had, Rashida Tlaib come out and say, you know, we have to watch out for, you know, the destruction of our personal liberties with this new bill. And it's like, Rashida Tlaib is saying that? Like, where are the Republicans? Where are they? And then you have Tulsi Gabbard coming out saying, have you declared martial law? Basically, warning about the dangers of this Patriot Bill 2.0 that's attempting to criminalize half the American public. Why is it, Tom? Help me wrap my mind around this, that it's Democrats that are doing a better job of looking after our civil liberties than the Republicans that we sent that seem hell-bent on endorsing the Second Patriot Act.
Well, the Republican Party, by and large, is very excited to be back in the permanent minority status that they were quickly approaching before President Trump gave them a breath of new life. Most Republicans, you're seeing all of this disgusting news, and I can't even watch it half the time, about they go on Fox News and they finger wag at Biden. But they don't talk about any of these things that are actually going to happen, like a domestic spying agency, re-education camps, all of this insanity. No, they're like, well, you shouldn't raise the taxes, Mr. Biden.
Right.
I mean, it's very, very pathetic. But they love this because it makes them a lot of money and they don't have to do anything. It's like having a job where all you got to do is run your mouth. I mean, I guess we know a little bit about what that's like, but at lower stakes. So I think that they're excited. Now, there are a few good ones out there. Paul Gosar in Arizona gave a resounding speech rebuking all of this, rebuking the whole idea of an insurrection. And so there are a few, but they're far and few in between.
Yeah, it's disappointingly so. And again, we could, it's like, I hate to say it, I feel like biting my own tongue while I say this, but you know, we got to take some lessons from the Democrats in how to win. We got to take some lessons from the Democrat in, like, when they're calling your constituents domestic terrorists, you come together and defend your constituents. And when they're trying to justify destroying American civil liberties because of January 6th, every Republican should be standing up and going, F you, we're not going to let it happen. But they don't.
We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it gets better. Now France has programs in their factories, government pushed and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars that even make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations now claim that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word to fight back.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
Yeah, all I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
It's just insane, you know, economy collapsing, lockdowns, keeping people inside, children being forcibly depressed and not allowed to go outside or see their friends. But luckily, we finally have a president who's focusing on the important things. This just in, White House announces that the president has signed an executive order rolling back former President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. So thank God we're focusing on the real important things. Now, if you are transgender, you too can die in a sandy hell in the Middle East for no discernible reason. Thank God. Thank God we have him on charge. And we're going to need those guys, women, those guys, those people. We're going to need those people when we start a war with Iran, which is coming right down the pipe. But any comment on that, Tom?
You know, ever since Obama first started wanting this, I've just been confused about the logistics. I mean, you're in a foxhole somewhere in Afghanistan. You might be there for 6 weeks trying to fight the Taliban out of the mountains or whatever it is they're doing, guarding the poppy fields. So how do you get the hormones, Harrison? Do they airdrop the hormones in instead of paratroopers? We have paratestosterone now. I just really don't understand the logistics of the whole thing.
Yes. Yes is the yes. We're going to airdrop them, big crates floating down. It'll be like Operation Dumbo Drop and behind enemy lines. Look, it's a great thing. If you question it, you hate transgender people. And I think that's all we need to know, because that's all they're telling us. It's so dumb. Let's go out to the phone call, shall we? I want calls for Tom Papert here. I want to give him as much time to speak as possible. So I'm just asking the callers, if you can keep your comments or your questions as brief as possible, because I know I can't stop talking, and I want Tom to at least get a few minutes in here at the last hour of the show. So let's go now to Jefferson in Virginia. He says it's been a loose change moment in America. Loose Change, of course, a documentary by Alex Jones. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't you think it's probably likely that the same thing's going to happen here with the so-called insurrection at the Capitol as happened with 9/11? The FBI is going to come out with some sort of video that misidentifies who the hijackers are, and we're not going to have some response in time to keep it from becoming part of the national syntax, right? We need to come up with a documentary about what we know about what happened at the insurrection before the FBI misidentifies the timeline and the perpetrators.
Yeah, that's a very good point. It's almost ridiculous. It's almost like It's almost like if September 11th, it was just missiles going into the tower and they told us all it was airplanes. We're all sitting there going, no, we were watching it live. Those were not airplanes. So it's almost a whole different level, but I think you're right. This is a great opportunity for awakening people to the truth behind, you know, the man behind the curtain. Tom, what's your comment on this?
I do think they definitely want to do something like a 9/11 style crackdown, post 9/11 Patriot Act, etc. However, I do think that they're biting off more than they can chew this time. I mean, everybody there had a cell phone. We know that there was a weird little 4'3" looking guy who was bald with a megaphone before Trump even started speaking, saying, "We are going to go into the Capitol building," literally, right, starting the insurrection or whatever you want to call it, inciting. So I also think that this is a very different time in that we do have a few good members of the Republican Party who are sticking up for us. We had Paul Gosar deliver a resounding speech at the Arizona GOP meeting on Saturday where he disavowed all of the Republicans who are calling him an insurrectionist and saying he incited and saying there was no insanity. There was no inciting. There was no insurrection unless you count the handful of boogie boys in Antifa who walked into the Capitol followed by a completely docile herd of baby boomers who were taking pictures and having the time of their lives. So I think that right now there is just not enough political will for the Democrat Party. They just stole an election. They had nobody show up for the inauguration. I think that they're going to find they're biting off more than they can chew, Harrison. And I hope that answers your question, Jefferson.
Yeah. I hope so as well. I hope, you know, people are understanding how ridiculous this is. And the other thing to remember is that, you know, after 9/11, you know, Michael Moore got booed off of the Oscar stage for questioning going to war with Iraq. So you can't, you know, and of course, 10 years later, nobody thinks that that war was a good thing. So you have to look back and remember how able the media is at manipulating the minds of the American people as a mass. All right. That call was perfect. Everyone take Jefferson's template here as an example, because that was a very perfect call. Now that we have our guest, Tom Papert, let's go now to Dan. Dan in Canada has some questions about red pill apps and flyers. Thanks for calling in, Dan. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going today, Eric?
Good, thank you.
Sweet deal. Let me just get into a more quiet area.
Guys, when you're calling in, try to get into a quiet area so when we go to you, we can move as quickly as possible. But go ahead, Dan. Do you have a question for Tom or a comment?
So I've been trying to red pill people around here, and it's kind of hard because they're so pre-programmed by, you know, all the liberal propaganda and nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, what if we had, like, a red pill pamphlet? But then I realized, like, hey, 2021, so why don't we have a red pill app that, like, lets you source this kind of information for when you're trying to get your points across to these liberal people? So I found, like, you'll be halfway through explaining something, and then they'll just bring up, like, two or three other things to throw you off your description process.
Yeah. Their way of arguing is just to bring up unrelated things as if they, you know, change what you're saying. The YouTuber, and now he's not on YouTube anymore. He works for Gavin McGinnis's outlet. Atheism is Unstoppable is actually his name. He has a thing that's like, two wrongs make a who cares, where it's like, you'll say, hey, this is wrong. And they'll go, well, this other thing is wrong, so I don't have to care about the thing you said. And it's like, that's not an argument. Tom, I think pamphlets are a good idea. I think we need to go back to the physical. I think we don't need to do the digital. I think we need to be handing out cards that have succinct things. It's like, here's the fact about the coronavirus. Talk to me once you've read this. What do you think, Tom?
I agree, and I know Canada is a little bit different, but if you're here in the United States, I would say don't just hand them out on a street corner or have them ready to go when you get into an argument. I would say go to your local county level's GOP meeting and hand them out to the attendees, the blue hairs who have been sitting in the audience for 45 years as our country falls apart. And I think that those people at this point are looking to, some of them at least, some of them are just establishment hags, but some of them are looking for more information. Some of them are trying to figure out what's been going wrong in the country since they were very young and just getting involved in politics. So I think that, and by the way, I would also add, right now is the time for a million Paul Revere's to start up all across the globe. So don't wait for somebody else to get involved. This is a brilliant idea. I say jump on it.
A million Paul Revere's. That's exactly what we need. And I totally agree. And, you know, I've tried to talk about it before. You know, one of the pernicious things in our culture is the, you know, inability for people who are just regular common sense people to stand up against the onslaught of propaganda that they're faced with every day at work or just in friends groups when all the friends are like, can you believe that insurrection, those domestic terrorists? And, you know, the people that know the truth just have to sit there and go, Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy. And they don't feel like they can say something. And it's really, it's, I get it. It's hard to do that because people are so pre-programmed, but that's what it's necessary for them to know. You don't have a monopoly on everybody's thoughts. I just, and even if it's just as simple as going, eh, I disagree. And they might be like, wow, what do you mean? Just go, yeah, I just don't think that's true. So there's that. And it's like, just that is enough, right, Tom? Just a little bit of pushback is enough to break the monopoly that they think they have.
I think that's exactly right. You know, you go to the average college campus, you go to the average corporate work environment, and these people just are used to not being challenged. They think that they are right by default because they've never had anybody disagree. And being that little fundamental disagreement like you're talking about, Harrison, can fundamentally break their worldview and leave them stuttering like an imbecile.
Yeah, and it's great. And hey, you know what? My friend John in Houston stood up when his college professor was dissing Ron Paul. He stood up, said, no, Ron Paul's a great man. His wife met him that day in his class. You might meet the love of your life standing up against this crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words.
So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. My guest is Tom Papert. He is, of course, the National File Editor-in-Chief, does amazing work over there, and is a powerful info warrior in his own right. And, of course, he will be sitting in for me coming up soon when the unexpected but joyous occasion of my child being born. And I'll have to step away, and Tom Papert will, I know, capably fill the show in my absence. So thanks once again for coming on, and folks, get used to it. He's going to be here for a little while, and I know you're going to like him. So those first two calls, perfect, absolutely perfect. This is what we want. We want to get Tom Papert's extensive knowledge and know what you want to know about. So let's go now to Catherine in Nevada. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for holding, Catherine. You are on the air with Tom Papert and Harrison Smith on American Journal.
Good morning. Thank you very much. I'll make this quick. There are 100 million Trump supporters or more. And what he did for us was he gave us 4 years to prepare for what's coming. And we all went about that in our own different ways, depending upon where we are and the families that we have. But we were able to get supplies, move to proper locations, get the proper vehicles, transition our money, a million different things. That is what President Trump did for us.
Absolutely. Because, and it wasn't just 4 years of relief or 4 years of, you know, some sort of victory against this slowly but surely like onrushing of this globalist new world order. It was 4 years of red pilling. It was 4 years of making people aware things are not as they seem, and I should start looking into stuff for myself. So I totally agree. Tom, your comments.
I agree with both of you, honestly. And frankly, one of the things that I'm going back to repeatedly in these days post January 20th is President Trump promised us he would give us 4 or maybe 8 good years. And, you know, he gave us about 3.5, I'd say, before they came up with the Chinese spooky virus. And then that, of course, ruined the back half of 2020 once they started making us wear masks and social distance and all the insanity. But by and large, the man kept his promise and gave us the time we need to get prepared for now this political fight we're staring down the barrel of, where they're calling us domestic terrorists and talking seriously about domestic spy agencies, secret police, and re-education camps. So thank God we had those 4 years.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And in a lot of ways, I mean, you can feel it with the mainstream media sort of breathing a sigh of relief and being like, whew, we can stop actually checking on the president. We can now just get back to business as usual, you know, as it was 4 years ago. So in a lot of ways, it almost feels like we are now where we would have been if Hillary Clinton had won in 2016, where it's like, okay, the globalist world order, ISIS is back. We're going back to war with Iraq. They're just, you know, punishing our oil companies and just destroying everything. So in a lot of ways, it feels like they're very quickly just wiping that 4 years that they've, you know, to them was wasted, right? In their agenda, it was a wasted 4 years. They're just trying to wipe that off the board and get back to where they were in 2016. How effective do you think that's going to be? Or do you think the Donald Trump presidency will have a really powerful lasting effect, Tom?
Well, there's lots of things. I mean, unfortunately, the last 2 years, President Trump essentially had to use executive orders to get anything done. And those can mostly be taken away without any consequences. But there are a lot of things the president did that they can't just simply undo. And one of the biggest things is foreign policy. The just declassified documents that show how President Trump was handling China, if Biden were to suddenly evaporate from that, we would be a laughingstock in all of Asia. And I just don't think that the people surrounding Biden will let that happen. So there are some things that the president accomplished that simply can't be undone. I mean, calling China a genocidal regime on your last day in office, what is Joe going to get up there and say, no, we didn't mean it? No, they actually said they agree with the assessment. So there are plenty of things that the former president, President Donald Trump, did to hamstring the Biden administration. And thank God for that. But the real thing here, Harrison, is the culture. We do not have the same culture as 2008 or 2012 or 2016. Mm-hmm. mean, this country is so much different at a base level in terms of the red pilled versus the blue pilled. They're not going to get their dream come true of we just pretend the last 4 years didn't happen. Maybe the left can do that, but the right is awake and ready to get in the political fight more than ever.
Yeah, the glass has been shattered. You can't just put it back together again. I totally agree. And overall, it was an amazing and a great thing that Donald Trump was president, even if he didn't complete everything that we wanted him to. That's as much our fault as it is his. So, yeah, I totally agree. Let's go, as we're talking about, let's go to Cody in Michigan, who's called in about Trump's legacy. Thanks for calling in, Cody. You're on the air with Tom Papert.
Good morning, InfoWars and Warriors. Happy Manic Monday to you.
Welcome.
I think in times like these, we need to look to the voices of the past to definitely change our circumstance. As legally as possible, Bull Moose 2.0, patriotic third party would be great. You know, we're already deplatformed, but what happens when we gain movement and they feel so threatened they detonate an EMP device or flex their fingers and stage a foreign threat so as not to have division in the military?
Yeah, you know, okay, so what you're pointing out is such a good point, and I got to get Tom's response on this before we go to break. We know that the powers that be, they don't have the grip on the American people that they once had. They don't have the grip that they think that they do have. I mean, they think that they can do whatever they want. That's not the case anymore. But they also do not give up power lightly. And there is no shortage of what they're capable or willing to do to get their power and retain their power and crush America. So are you worried at all? I mean, I think we see rumbles of war in the Middle East. I think we're seeing a lot of rumbling of the war in China. And I'll talk about some of that in the next segment. But are you worried at all about what the elite will do now that people are waking up and starting to resist on both sides of the aisle? Is something like an EMP device a false flag to get us into a huge war with the foreigners, or could the creation of a civil war to justify bringing in foreign troops? I mean, what are they going to do now that that they think they have the power back, but understand that they have to make drastic measures to maintain that power?
So if I am an evil person, as most of our leaders are, you saw the map. Everybody saw the map of that Texas lawsuit from, what, a month ago when Texas was suing in the Supreme Court all of these corrupt states that had fraudulent elections. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a path down the Midwest and throughout the South of the country. So if I'm an evil, disgusting globalist like Bill Gates or whoever really pulls the strings behind these people, what I would do is I would launch two or three or four EMPs all in that area. I would do nothing. I wouldn't let the Red Cross in. I would blame it. Oh, it's a solar flare. It's terrible. And I would wait until the good people of the Midwest and the South and Texas and all these wonderful parts of the country just simply starve to death. And then after maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, then all of a sudden they'll be clamoring to get into the camps. So I've given a lot of thought about that. I think that is a very, very real threat, and folks should be doing their disaster preparedness accordingly. However, I mean, we cannot live in the world of hypotheticals. It's kind of one of those prepare or hope for the best, prepare for the worst type of things. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is not something that they would rush into doing. I don't know if we will ever see it within our lifetimes, but you're right, Harrison. They're not going to peacefully let go of power, but right now they think they're winning. So I would guess we have until at least 22 before they get this desperate.
Mm. Yeah. So one of the big, strategies of the globalists, or one of the reasons that they've been so successful, is because they do have generational thinking. That's what the secret societies are all about, is like, this plan is in motion and it's not going to come to fruition until, you know, our grandchildren are dead, but we're doing our part to put the places and, you know, put the pieces in place so that eventually this, you know, dystopian hell world where our people are in control will eventually come to pass. So How do you think we need to start thinking? Because I think we need to start thinking in more of a generational term. And it's another one of their strategies. We go, okay, this is how they've been so successful. Now we have to not just react just automatically, like, oh my God, we have to do it now. It's like, hold on. That's not how they got power. So if we want power, we need to sort of start thinking in these intergenerational terms like they do. Because I think you're right. I don't think they're going to do anything drastic right now. But what do you think about that?
No, I think that's absolutely right, Harrison. We need to start thinking about how do we do things down the line. And that's why I'm talking so much these days about local state houses and local legislators. I never thought I would be doing that in my life. But if you start by getting these local folks red-pilled, elected, involved, if they're willing to fix their elections, then maybe 6, 8, 9 years down the line, we can start to have some real and effective elections in these battleground states. And then we can start to worry about more levels. And I think think that is absolutely the secret. We have to stop thinking about what are we going to do tomorrow and start thinking about what are we going to do in 25 years.
Yeah, and then work backwards and go, okay, if I'm going to get here in 25 years, then what do I need to do tomorrow to get to that place in 25 years? I think you're exactly right. Intergenerational thinking is what we needed. We'll be right back.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at InfoWars.com.
This is Greg Reese from InfoWars.com. I have many reasons to be grateful for working at InfoWars. One of them is that we support ourselves with great products that promote physical health and vitality. I've been using health supplements for years, and I have found our products at InfoWarsStore.com to be the best, especially our Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Before trying Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I always questioned if vitamin supplements ever actually did anything. I never felt much of an effect from other products. But I felt Vitamin Mineral Fusion the first time I took it, immediately. I love how it dissolves in water. I take it every day with my supper. It tastes great, feels great. And right now, it's 50% off. It sells out fast, so stock up now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com.
President Trump won in a landslide on November 3rd, but the globalists weren't going to let that happen. They had to have some way to repudiate the populist movement emanating from the United States that had spread across the world from the UK to Brazil. They were desperate. They admitted their own publications. They didn't know what to do. And so they put out 80 million fake ballots, violated state law, and stole it bigger than Dallas. And now they're coming after the president. They're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're shutting everybody off the internet. They're trying to totally censor us. And that's why InfoWars is still in the fight, because we knew this was coming. We told you this was coming. We were the first main target, and we're still on air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.Video. Without your word of mouth, without your prayer, without your financial support, we can't stay on air. So while you still can, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get storable foods and high-quality products, supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, our little experiment here is going swimmingly, I must say. This experiment being, instead of having a guest on for just a segment or two to talk about whatever's on their mind, we're actually bringing a guest on for a full hour to answer your questions. The questions have been great, incisive, and short, which is fantastic. And Tom Papert, of course, brings his wealth of knowledge as chief editor of National File. And I suggest you follow at Real Tom Papert on Twitter as well as visit nationalfile.com. Before we go back to the comments and the questions, I have some breaking news. Jack Brzobic reports Xi Jinping has just addressed Davos. Now, Davos is one of these meetings like Bilderberg, where all the elites of the world come together in secret to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to sell you their plans. Davos is unique in that it was founded by Klaus Schwab, who is the founder of the World Economic Forum, who's in charge of the Great Reset and tells you you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So this is their summit. Xi Jinping has just addressed it. And according to Jack Posobiec, as Xi Jinping addresses Davos, he warns leaders that, quote, the new Cold War could turn hot. And I just want to get your opinion on this on top of some of the other headlines I have for today. Global Times reports major Chinese cities plan a large-scale test of the digital yuan in 2021. So they'll be going after a digital currency as we see the success of things like Bitcoin. The old school fake money peddlers are getting jealous and they want to take control. U.S. carrier troop enters South China Sea amid Taiwan tension. So a U.S. carrier group led by the USS Theodore Roosevelt has entered the South China Sea as of yesterday. China now claims that the coronavirus pandemic actually started in a U.S. lab. They're blaming the lab at Fort Detrick for starting the coronavirus. Germany has also sent a naval frigate to Japan to keep an eye on China. There's a plan to sail into the South China Sea for them as well. That's from early this morning. And India has also foiled an attempt by China to intrude across the border in Sikkim. At least 20 PLA soldiers have been injured. That was yesterday. So China just making moves all over the place. Looks like America's kind of standing up to them. As we focus on the fact that we're being called domestic terrorists and all the chaos happening in America, a lot of things going on behind the scenes in the geopolitical world. Tom, what's your take on this?
I would just add one more to your series of headlines, Harrison, and that is that last week, China claimed that they can now modify the weather in a geographic region the size of India. Very specific region that they're talking about in terms of size.
That won't have any bad effects down the line, Tom. Don't even worry about it. They're just changing the weather. It's just
and they certainly won't use it to hurt their enemies in the middle of a potential hypothetical war that hopefully never comes to fruition, I'm sure. I think that it's a very good thing that President Trump did hamstring our foreign policy as well as he did. Mike Pompeo had a big part in that because the Biden administration would like nothing more than to just lay back and let China do this. But instead, you see this type of posturing. And I would just add one of the best parts about being on Gab, which I'm just loving more and more every day as the server slowly stabilize with the massive growth, is that it is one of the top places to hear from the horse's mouth as it would be from Chinese dissidents who are able to get onto Gab and share what's really happening in their country. And Harrison, let me tell you, it's absolutely as horrifying as what we're afraid of, and they're absolutely trying to bring it here. So it's very, very interesting. May you live in interesting times. The Chinese proverb has never been truer than it is today.
Very good point. Thank you so much, Tom. Let's go back out to the phone calls. Let's go to Michael in Indiana wants to talk about the Second Amendment, which we understand is under just as big of a threat as the first and is of equal importance. Thanks for calling in, Michael. You are on the air with Tom Papert of the National File.
How's it going, guys? Can you hear me?
Hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
We can.
Yeah, I just want to be quick. Plug in Bodies and Turbo Force. Great.
Thank
Great
you.
Great product.
I agree. You have good taste. So what's your comment on the Second Amendment, Michael?
There's just been a lot of stuff like the ATF keeps coming out and attacking it. And I don't hear a whole lot about it. Like it's not in the news or anything. And there's a few YouTube channels that do really good. I'd like to plug them. IRACVET8888 and War Poet Society. They'd be awesome to get on your show.
Yeah, I will. I'll take a look at those. I think you're right in pointing out that I think maybe the leftists learned that just coming after guns outright is a non-starter, and they just recently learned this. So now they're doing all of these different little ways to get in, red flag laws, and then you have the new assistant health secretary saying, well, misgendering people is a mental illness. And so it's like, okay, first you're going to put in red flag laws saying if you're mentally ill, you can't have guns, and then you're saying if you're not a Democrat, you're mentally ill. Ipso facto, we're going to take your guns. They're just not coming out and saying it. Tom, what's the latest news on the moves to destroy the Second Amendment through these roundabout measures?
Well, of course, our new attorney general is set to be Merrick Garland, who has been trying to take your guns since, I think, 2002 or 2005. You know, they present him as a moderate back when Obama wanted him to be on the Supreme Court. They said, oh, he votes like John Roberts does. Oh, well, that's horrifying. Thanks for letting us know. Right. And so I think that there is going to be a new and concerted effort to primarily use red flag laws to disarm Republicans, call us domestic terrorists. And then the one thing that we always forget about until you go to the gun store looking to buy a box of ammo, they definitely want to go for the ammo. That is right. their big ace in the hole. All right, fine. You can have all the guns you want, but you can have 7 bullets and that is it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like your parents giving you a remote control car for Christmas and saying, you can't have batteries. How dare you? It's like, well, okay, we get what you're doing here. Yeah, you're trying to take the guns in a roundabout fashion. I think you're exactly right. We have time for one more quick call, but you got to be quick. I want to go to Sean in New York because he's got a red pill for us. I thought I've overdosed on red pills already. Thanks for calling in, Sean. You're on the air with Tom Papert.
Hey, thanks for giving me some time. I just wanted to bring up a few things. One quick thing. I don't know if anyone heard about this yet, but the UK just passed a law to allow 16-year-olds and older and minors to rat on their parents, even if they have to break the law to do it.
Wow.
Which is completely insane. Like, and only Sky News Australia is actually reporting it, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
They also reported now that they want to put a tax plan forward that even your money that's in the stock market or accumulating in your bank account will also get taxed as if you get capital gains. So it's another thing that people should look into. But the real thing is, during the inauguration, even Owen Shorter admitted he missed this when the Marines didn't salute him. But the real big thing people don't see is they had British troops marching the American troops, you know, the colonialized ones. And it was a much bigger army for the British, which is a big symbol people miss. And also, people miss the disappearing girls, which, you know, you could try to say, oh, that's just doctored, but I have Newsmax DVR to my TV, and the girls disappear behind Biden while I was getting sworn in. And they change camera angles.
Interesting.
You know, and people say that's crazy, but I have it on Newsmax on my TV. I've watched it live.
I'd like to see that. I'm not totally sure exactly what you're talking about there. Maybe the crew can find that video. Tom, you brought up a couple of good points there. I think the most troubling to me is this idea of tattling on your parents as a child. And, I've been reading, accounts all day of people in the UK saying, yeah, I had a friend over for dinner and my neighbors called the cops on me. And I, for a while I had it pinned. My top pin for months was socialists or snitches. What is it that we've lost in America that everyone is snitching now and they think it's a good thing? Is this a European thing that we're just absorbing? Snitches are supposed to get stitches, Tom. Did something change here?
No, nothing has changed. And frankly, it's not a European thing as much as it is a Soviet communist thing. And I know that's almost a boring talking point, but the number one hallmark of every socialist communist regime, whether it's North Korea, Russia, any one of them, is they have about a third of the population getting money from the state to spy on the other two thirds of the population. So it's natural that we're seeing the same thing here. I was just reading an article in the break that a fellow info warrior sent me about the I believe it's Rolling Stone or New York Times is boasting about, oh, this 16-year-old ratted on his own dad and he's a hero for it. I mean, this is the type of communist culture that the left is yearning for, where they just you have your own daughter rat on you, your own grandpa rat on you. This is their wet dream come true. And I would just add regarding the inauguration, to me, because a lot of it was pre-recorded because Joe Biden has Alzheimer's and it may be dying. I mean, it's very sad what they've done to this poor guy. So I do think that a lot of it was pre-recorded. It was edited very badly. It simply did not come off as anything close to authentic. And I'm now of the belief, Harrison, that the reason why they had 30,000 soldiers there, 50 or 60, and nobody else, no attendees, is because they knew they were going to have to edit this thing together like nobody's business to make Joe Biden look human and cognizant.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was in charge, I would not trust Joe Biden out on live television in front of millions of people and trust him to do the right thing. So there's definitely something to that. Well, that's going to do it for us here at American Journal. I want to thank you again, Tom. It's Tom Papert from National File, nationalfile.com on Twitter, and Gab at Real Tom Papert. Thanks so much for being with us, Tom.
Thank you, Harrison. It was a great pleasure, and good luck to everybody there at the new American Journal.
Thank you so much, and you will be a regular guest, I'm sure. And, of course, the guest host, when I have to take a leave within the next month, I'll be gone for a week, and Tom will be sitting in with me. So I want to thank him in advance for that. And I want to thank you, the callers, for being so great today and helping us have a great show. The Alex Jones Show begins in 1 minute, folks. It's InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply, the last 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.